Okay, so he's the single largest donor to the IDF. But beyond that, you know, he's a major, major, major fanatical supporter of Israel. Even though he's an American citizen in the country that gave him his wealth is not Israel, but the United States, whatever. But that is his cause. Right at the moment that public opinion polls are showing an unraveling of support for Israel and the United States, unlike anything I certainly ever anticipated or expected to see in my lifetime, especially with the younger generation. And you had Nick Fuentes on your show. Mm-hmm. I think I interviewed him like a week before or after he was on your show. He was just on Tucker Carlson's, kind of representative of not everybody, but, you know, like kind of under 30 conservatives who for the first time are, you know, questioning Israel. It's a big threat. As we talked about, Israel needs the U.S. And they look at public opinion polls where there's an unraveling of support for Israel and major conservative influence, not just people on the left, which has been a case for a while, but major conservative influencers and politicians are now saying, why are we giving all this money to that? This is a, they're panicking over this. Larry Ellison, at exactly that point, goes and buys CBS News, one of the most storied news outlets or brands in the United States history. Not a lot of people watching these days, but still has that imprimatur. But also Paramount, which is a major entertainment
company. Purchase, $8 billion, massive.
Take somebody who has never run a newsroom, never even been a reporter. Barry Weiss is, you know, an opinion columnist. She's worked on the opinion page of the Washington Post, New York Times. Which I love opinion journalism. I do opinion journalism. I have a lot of respect for it, but it's not really, I wouldn't expect anyone to make me the editor-in-chief of CBS. And I think I have a lot more accomplishments in just hardcore journalism than Barry. I think she would say that too. But still, I would consider myself unqualified. A major reason, obviously, why is because she's fanatically pro-Israel, and that aligns perfectly with the Ellison agenda.